Hachette Audio presents The Lords of Salem, written by Rob Zombie, with BK Evanson, read by Aaron Bennett. Part 1. Salem, Massachusetts, September 16, 1692. Chapter 1. She awoke. There was pressure on her arms as if they were pinned under something, and then her hands were tugged farther over her head, and she realized that they were being held. She opened her eyes, but something was wrong with her vision. Everything blurry, everything distorted, everything just wrong. What was happening to her? Was she sick? Had she been poisoned? She cast her eyes around desperately. She could make out, just behind her, a line of bedposts that slowly resolved into a single bedpost before spreading out again. Had she been drinking? No, she didn't think so. Couldn't remember having done so. She knew she shouldn't, because of the danger it would be to the child. But something was wrong. Her heart was beating wrong, fluttering too fast in her chest, and her tongue sat thick in her throat. She tried to speak, but what came out weren't words and didn't make much sense at all. Someone held something sharp and bitter beneath her nose, and she drew away in disgust. She shook her head, and for a moment things became clear. She was in a room, but it was not her room. It had a strange, earthy smell to it. The walls were rough-hewn, a kind of shack or hovel, nowhere in the town proper. The kind of place you would stumble across deep in the woods, out in the middle of nowhere. It was no place she had ever been before. Above her, clear for a moment before smearing into several versions of itself, was a wooden birdcage. But instead of holding a finch or a canary or some other lovely songbird, it was stuffed nearly full with a large chicken. It was hard to imagine how it had gotten in there. The creature could hardly move or turn, and she could tell it was alive only because of the way its head kept jerking against the bars. Below the cage, hanging from its base, was something spinning back and forth, twirling, twirling. What was it? It seemed like pieces of bone, bits and gobbets of gore, too, but no, why would it be that? She must be seeing it wrong, must be imagining things. She tried to will the cage back into focus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?